Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Well, Professor Naqavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, you know, there are many adults, I must say, some are even just young, who are in the early 20s or in the mid-20s, who I have often heard actually talking a lot about their parents, actually bashing behind their back and saying that it was their mistake. They should have gone this way, they should have gone that way. They should have been doing this for me, but my parents failed here to do this kind of thing for me. So if they had done this particular effort, I was not this today. So these are all expectations that children have from their parents. Which expectations are right and how long? Because once you are a responsible person, should you still be expecting from your parents?
Now, certainly if our parents did not take care of their responsibilities in the way that Islam wanted them to do so, that is, of course, something which is which will be, and they will be answerable for that. But now, me as a person who has grown up and I have realized that these problems exist within me. Whatever the cause may be, it was because of improper upbringing that has gone by. That is past now. That is past history. I can't do anything about it. So I need to change myself. If I know what the proper thing to do is, then I should change myself. Now that I've realized, if I'm saying that my parents made a mistake, so it means that now I realize that it was a mistake. So now that I understand that it was a mistake, I need to now rectify it.
All right.
So now the onus is on me now. The onus, whatever was there upon my parents, it was till the time I attained the age of puberty or the age of adolescence. That was where their responsibility stopped.
All right.
The moment I became a responsible person, an answerable person, that is where I should have started behaving properly. Now, to some extent, I can blame my parents, but from a certain time onwards, I become responsible for my own self, my own actions. So now, if I've made mistakes, then I should start rectifying them. For example, I should have been praying from the time I was an adolescent. I did not pray. Whatever the reason was, my parents did not, God forbid, pray, but I should have been praying. Now that I know, then I should now come back and go for the qaza prayers. If I took I did not take care of the of my financial responsibilities towards Islam, the religious dues, I should take care of them. If I did not treat my family properly, I should start treating them properly. So now I have to rectify that. Yes, the expectations from my parents can only be limited and confined till the time I was not an adult myself.
All right.
So. And by blaming them, I'm not going to achieve anything. And rather, I should
work hard upon things.
Despite the fact that I feel that they wronged me, but I should behave. This will be walidaini ihsana, behaving properly and nicely and in a good manner with our parents is not confined to the time when they treated me.
Allah is not giving a condition with this word.
It's general. It's not just to confined to the situation where they treated me with ihsan, so I should treat them with ihsan. No, it is general. And it covers even the situation, because we have so many ahadith when it talks about when the person comes, my mother or my father is not a Muslim.
Yeah. Our professor will discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, there are so many people around. For example, I may remember someone in his late 30s who married in his late 30s. And of course, he did it with his own money. But he was continuously actually blaming his father and others because they were not the ones who could invest on time. So do you think late 30s is a good age to be expecting still from your parents?
Of course, at the age of 30, one should become independent and should struggle for himself and try to earn his own living if that is the case. He should not expect from his parents. But of course, as far as the Islamic ruling goes there, that if one of them, either the parents or the child, the son, is not capable of managing his own finances, then it is the responsibility of the other person to take care of. If the parents are poor and needy.
But the question here is for how long? For example, if there's a person in his 30s and he's still mismanaged, he's not able to earn for himself, he's not able to actually decide things for himself, he's not able to decide where the life is taking him, is it still the responsibility of his parents to take care of his needs?
Of course, if he is in poor and in need and he cannot make a living of himself or for himself, then they should be able to sustain his life, sustain him, give him help him with the basic necessities of life. That is a responsibility.
But some parents actually stop over here with the thinking that my help could make him more lazy.
No, it can be conditioned.
All right.
You need to,
So you can actually help and sustain with conditions.
I mean, there should be a limit to it. But again, if a person is qualified as a faqir, as a person who is poor, is in need, and that is qualified and defined by the fact that a person does not have enough to make a year's living. Maybe he does not have a job which would guarantee him a year-long living, or he does not have enough capital to invest, or he does not have enough resources to make an earning, and he does not have an amount to sustain him for a year, he is considered to be a poor person in the view of Islamic Sharia. And a poor person is eligible to receive from the Baytul Mal.
All right.
But, for example, the Baytul Mal is not giving him the resources with the government are not enough. They're not giving him. Then if the parents, the father has enough resources, then he has to support his child. And he cannot give religious dues to his son.
Yeah.
And vice versa is also correct.
All right. We'll discuss more on this topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and Professor Naqavi is discussing something very important. Professor, you said that a child, when he grows adult, he should not be expecting much from his parents, but while something, even if his parents went somewhere wrong in the upbringing process, he should not be blaming now as he's adult now. He should be actually managing things, and he should actually be able
he should
to
be trying to maintain his, to earn a living. He should not remain at home. He should not become a lazy person. He should not desist from lethargic activities or activities which are not fruitful. He should take advice and pay heed to the advice of people who are learned in this field. But till that time, he is able to stand up on his feet, and he's able to make a living for himself and his family. Maybe he has a family. He has to take care of the family. So they're not at fault, are they? So in that case, if a father has enough resources, then it is his responsibility to take care of that situation and help him out and assist him and provide him enough to sustain himself. But with the condition that he perseveres and he strives to reach a condition where he becomes a bread earner himself.
All right.
So, of course, the responsibility, legal responsibility, shari responsibility is there, but also, again, to an extent which makes him independent.
All right.
And that is the case with any poor person. We should be doing that.
All right. So do you think when this adult, when he grows up, and starts blaming his parents, all right, my parents did not go well with me here, they should have brought me this way or that way, they should have taken care of this thing they did not take care of. Don't you think we as adults, when we start thinking this and blaming our parents, don't you think we actually ignored their conditions? Maybe they were not in a situation. Maybe they were not much educated. Maybe, like today, we have Islamic upbringing show, and they did not have that time to get more educated and more learned.
Certainly. And now shifting the blame to them, as I said, is not going to help him. If he's wasting his time doing this and always thinking about this, he can utilize that time for doing something positive and do something which will make him a bread earner, which will make him do things and think of things out of the box, maybe. And today technology is there, so much of technology is there, which is teaching us how to make an earning even by sitting at home. So we can earn even if we sit at home today. After the spell of corona that we had, mankind had for a few years, mankind developed and then started to earn while sitting at home. So this is a development which today our future generations, our children can learn from. And there are so many avenues opening up. So we need to learn things according to the changing times. And we can become bread earners sitting at home even. But if we start shifting the blame and thinking about this all the time, then how are we going to carry out positive activities?
All right, so that your suggestion is that the time you're taking to blame others, especially your parents, spend that time in some creativity, in some construction. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. The listeners, Professor said that until the verse in this Quran, which talks about do ihsan to your parents, be good to your parents, does not condition since they have been good to you or since they have brought you properly, you do ihsan to them. The verse does not condition this. So whatever the way they have brought you, whatever the way, whatever the mistakes they have done, this is an this is not a correct expectation from you, that to be expecting as adult from them, they should have gone this way, they should have gone that way. Rather, you can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them where they failed. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.